Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I guess a brumpong with Heal Our Land. A very good afternoon to you. Okay, I'm going to need to quickly play you this one because I got, okay, let me listen to Radio Tech, guys. So I've got a guest in studio. Just look underneath your desk. There's channels there. Take your volume up. Let's see how that goes. Perfect. See? So I got Remembrance in studio with me today. Yeah, so I'm sitting here, and she's indicating to me that she has no sound in her ears. And I'm thinking, should I get up and go help her? Or, and I was like, listen, live radio. Yeah. What's the worst that could happen? So very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome. Welcome back to Monday's edition of Spectrum. And as you can hear, I'm starting it with none other than Remembrance Mukwenangulele. You're now part of the furniture.
Definitely.
You are. And I mean, it probably feels like I've been there. Like, whenever you go, like today, I wasn't expecting because I usually call her, but she walked in. I'm like, you're here in the flesh. Lovely to have you with me.
Thank you, Luko. And yeah, as I was indicating, I cannot hear you, but as you say, I'm part of the family. And you know what? When you are home, you are free.
You know?
Touch, you look, and exactly. I touch the right button. Thank you for welcoming me, and good afternoon to the listeners.
I'm glad. Now, a reintroduction for anyone that doesn't know you today, Remembrance. I'll tell you, by the way, every time I call your name, so on Wednesdays, I do a feature with a lady called Blessing. And so the names, I don't know. Thank you. Your laugh says you get it. I almost want to say, if I've spoken to you, then I want to say to Blessing Remembrance. I don't know what the similarity between the two names is, but you guys trip my tongue.
Yeah, I guess, you know, in order to receive your blessings, you have to remember.
I don't know
the similarities, but yes, I kind of get you when you mention that.
Just a reintroduction of yourself, Remembrance. Who are you? Where are you coming from? Because we're about to have a proper discussion here, which I think does affect a lot of us as members of society as well, because we don't live in isolation.
Thank you, Luko. My name, as you've introduced me, Remembrance, I am coming from, I'm sitting on this chair representing the Unit for Street Homelessness, which is based at the Center for Faith and Community at the University of Pretoria, the Faculty of Theology and Religion.
I like that you mentioned that, because I think every time we get to have this conversation, I always connect the two. In other words, the work towards assisting the homeless and the religious center in general, and the work that we ought to do in our communities. I think that's really beautiful to hear that we can be that effective even on an academic level.
We definitely. I mean, I am based at the unit and I'm a social worker. Our work is basically research, but our research is very different. We do transformational research.
Okay.
We do solidarity research. So basically we work with the communities. We believe in making changes, in making an impact. We believe in the research that will be able to confront the policies that our government, that our officials sit in their offices and make policies. We come with evidence-based research to say this is what is happening on the ground, and therefore this is, it should inform the strategies, it should inform the policies that you make. So if I talk about homelessness, the Unit for Street Homelessness, we work with a lot of NPOs within the city of Tshwane and beyond. We are actually representing, as the city of Tshwane, we are representing the city as a vanguard, because the city is one of the vanguard cities. That means that we pave a way when it comes to ending homelessness. And we then say from the unit, we need to be on the ground and understand the lived experience of homelessness and be able to inform policies and be able to inform strategies and be able to inform budgets decisions.
You actually mentioned something really interesting interesting, the ending of homelessness. Maybe that's not what we're talking about, by the way. We'll get to what we're talking about today. What does that look like, remembrance? Is this a strategy to house those who are homelessness or to ensure that they are in a position to house themselves? What does that look like?
Look, that is very interesting what you're asking. Someone can say, but you've been in this work for ages. We still see homelessness. We still see homeless individuals in our city.
Exactly.
We cannot, perhaps I cannot sit here today and say we're going to end homelessness in its complete form. However, we can reduce homelessness. And this means that we need to understand, we need to know the numbers, we need to know their experiences, we need to then come up with strategies. If it means we need to come up with strategies that involve housing, you know, housing first options, transit housing, different forms of housing that can support, then we need to do that. So it's the different kind of interventions that can be able to contribute towards reducing homelessness.
Okay.
Perhaps I can quickly touch on one. Currently, we are having a campaign on ending older homelessness.
Oh.
So we believe that the number of the numbers in terms of older homelessness, that is the age between 55 and up within the city of Tshwane, it's a number that can be managed. Therefore, we came up with strategies to say what needs to happen, which one of the strategies is we engage the city of Tshwane to say, let us look at these abandoned bad buildings and repurpose one of the buildings as a starter to be able to have supportive housing for these older persons that are not able to afford rent in the city, but for some reasons they are not able to be go back, you know, to other forms like with families or other parts of the city or parts of the world, but they need to be in the city. So we say let's repurpose one of the buildings, let's come up with programs, and then we can be able to mitigate against this number of older homelessness growing in the city of Tshwane.
Interesting. Before we get to our conversation, as you're speaking of older homeless people, I'm literally playing scenarios in my mind and possibilities of, you know, I come from the rural areas, of how rural settlements can be established closer to the cities. Because if you think about it, we've got abagogo, abomkhulu back in the villages where we come from that are not inundated with things such as rental, actually, that are surviving with their social grants because that aspect of their lives is actually covered already. And I'm really just playing that in my head.
And then the other part of that is we've got men and women, we've got people that have been in the city, working in the city for ages, for years. And right now they might have lost their jobs or because of health issues or because of other problems, they are no longer working. They may be receiving the social grant, but we know the amount, we know how much it costs to rent in the city. They may not have families to go back to, as you say, the rural areas. This is their home. And we are saying everyone belongs. We need to create an inclusive city. So what do we say to them? Do we say that now because you cannot afford, you have to live under the bridges, you have to live in parks? If they can perhaps afford some sort of a small contribution, we need to assist them to be able to access the SASSA grant, and within that grant they can be able to contribute something little. That is when we say let's repurpose the building. They can contribute something little if they can, but some of them, if they are not yet receiving the grant, we walk the journey with them to be able to receive such grant, to be able to receive such support. But if we are not there, then we are saying you belong nowhere in the city. Which, I mean, if they've dedicated their lives in the city for the past few years, and now in their old age, which it's supposed to be golden age, to be age where they need to rest to
and be comfortable.
Yet they are often faced with these big challenges. So that is where we step in. We come with such kind of propositions to say, let us look at interventions that will assist.
I'm sure Remembrance says, this one is a liar, because when we spoke, we were like, I was like, few minutes, you know. There's no few minutes here, because we're just getting into our conversation. Yes. And so in the name of homelessness, as we speak, Remembrance, I do understand that we are getting into a phase where, as we spoke a couple of weeks, the homeless count, if that's what you call it, is beginning. Tell us more about that and why it's so important to actually count the homeless. Because someone is probably listening right now and thinking, oh, statistics again, we're just a number. Are they just a number?
Yeah. It's not just a number. And from this Unit for Street Homelessness, with our partners, that includes the Tshwane Homelessness Forum. We also include the City of Tshwane, the Social Development Northern Corridor, and various churches. We have undertaken our first homeless count in the City of Tshwane in 2022, and we have named that count Everyone Counted Count. Basically, what we mean is, you are not just a number. Homeless, every homeless individual is not just a number. There is a story behind that. So basically, this year we are doing the second count. And as you have said, we have done our pilot 2-3 days ago, 31st of July. So what we do is, our aim is, we want to be able to get accurate figures. We want to be able to understand the lived experiences that the homeless individual face on a daily basis. So we go out on a particular night and we do the count, not just the statistics, because the count is accompanied by a survey. So as much as we will not force any homeless person to engage in a survey, we'll be able to take note of that number. Again, we'll be able to engage with those that openly participate, to understand their lived experience, to understand their background, to understand the challenges, to understand how can we then go and come up with information that we can take back to be able to inform the strategies, as I've said before, to influence the policies that are made around homelessness in the City of Tshwane.
Oh, now you've just answered an aspect I was wondering. Do you just go and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or do you get these people's names, you know? Because I'm sitting also, I'm trying to think, Remembrance, Wuti, after you've known me, is there a sense of interest to see how I ended up there? Do I have a qualification that could then also speak to how you can assist me to get out of that situation, as opposed to just getting a handover? Because let's be realistic. Some people are not there because it's unemployment. Yes. It's various things, you know, and they don't, like you said, they don't necessarily have families.
Yeah. So look, how it's the work that we do requires passion, requires an interest in the homeless individuals' lives. So basically, we do not just go out there to count. We have interesting conversations, caring conversations, which are framed by our survey. We have a questionnaire that we are able to gather some of the information that we believe, when we go back to analyze, it will give us a picture and an understanding of why an individual is living in a park, sleeping in a park, sleeping under the bridge, sleeping in an abandoned building, in a bad building which has no electricity, which has no security, why individuals are ending up in shelters. So we engage with that survey, and that survey asks deep questions. I mean, with a pilot count, we myself, I have interacted with individuals that have got degrees. I mean, one particular individual has just was on the on his third year tertiary level doing IT, and currently living on the streets and has
while studying
at the university. So we've got we get to understand why individuals are there, and why would such an individual not say thank you by just offering that individual a shelter.
Mm.
And you believe, no, we have solved their problems. And when they are not settling in the shelter, you feel like they are ungrateful when there's a shelter available for them, but they are not staying in the shelter because their need is not a shelter, as you have said. With this particular individual, for instance, their need is beyond a shelter.
Yep.
Yes, for now, they may need somewhere to sleep, but they need to be able to say, I've dropped out of my tertiary. How do I go back and advance myself, complete my studies, be able to be employable, have a skill that I can be able to market myself? So those are the type of information that we gather, and we are able to say, listen, even if government officials or our city can say there are so many buildings that can be offered as shelters.
Mm.
If they're not accompanied with services that are relevant to these particular individuals, then it will not be helpful.
That makes sense. Now, you spoke of a pilot count that you did 3 days ago.
Mm.
When is the official one actually for 2025? Yep. We're in 2025.
Yes.
And what areas exactly are you looking at?
So, we are doing a count for the city of Tshwane, meaning that all the 7 regions within the city of Tshwane. That stretches from CBD to Bronkhorstspruit to Mamelodi, all the 7
I still can't believe Bronkhorstspruit is part of Tshwane, but it's fine. It's so far.
And that is a fact, because in our account, we also found that there are areas such as Bronkhorstspruit that seems to be forgotten.
Mm.
And as you've mentioned earlier on, that you know, from a rural point of view, there are such areas which are sort of semi-rural, semi-CBD, and especially semi-rural, there is... Sometimes it is not easy to believe that we have homeless individuals coming from those areas.
Yeah.
And undertaking this kind of an exercise with a count, we are able to say, here are the people.
Mm.
Here we have homeless individuals that are living in the taxi ranks, that are living in areas within Bronkhorstspruit, and they are homeless.
Mm.
Therefore, we need to have services for those people. Otherwise, we then find all of them coming to the city because they are looking for greener pastures and they think there are services in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And only to find that even in the city, the services, the shelters, the interventions are not enough.
Mm.
We've got an area like Mabopane in our last count in 2022. We were able to see that the number of homeless individuals in Mabopane does not match the services that are put in place for Mabopane area.
Mm.
Actually, there is nothing for Mabopane. We
sure.
do not have shelter for the homeless individual and services for them. And this is where we go back to our officials and say, we need to put in place interventions in Mabopane.
Mm.
With the last count, there were services that were even funded because of the outcome of the fund, where other services were now put in place. We have we had a shelter in Region 1 in Pretoria North that was able to be recognized
wow.
by the Department of Social Development and got to be funded because there was evidence that we do have a number of homeless individuals and we need to have services there. Currently, there's also a service in Hammanskraal that the department is busy evaluating, is busy doing their own internal processes. And we are hoping and we believe that the services will be supported, funded financially. And this, for us, it will also be a success that the count was able to bring evidence to say we need this kind of services in these areas. So we do the count in all the 7 areas. We engage all the NPOs, the NGOs within the homelessness sector. We also engage any volunteers and we go out on a particular night. This year, we're going out on the 30th of October. We need about 400 volunteers on that particular night.
You beat me to it. I was about to ask, how are you going to count all these people in the night even?
So we need 400 volunteers. that will be going out. So currently we are working with the Department of Geography in the University of Pretoria, GIS, where we do the mapping of all the areas, all within the regions. The NPOs, they know the area, so they are able to say to us, we've got a hotspot here. A hotspot could be an area where the homeless individuals are living and sleeping, like in a park, under the bridge. It could be on the pavement. So we identify all those areas. And currently, we have identified the maps, and that is what we did with the pilot on the 31st. We chose only one particular region and one particular area just to test our survey, just to test our logistics to say, are we ready for the 30th. So on the 30th, we now go to all these areas. On the 31st, we only went to four sites within Region 3. That was in Hartfield, in the Mort area, in CBD around Beggars Park area. And this is where we tested our tool and our logistics. And we are going back to review and to polish so that on the 30th of October, we go out to all the areas that have been mapped by the GIS. We have a map of the city, and we are able to then say these are the areas that we'll be going to.
Does that mean you are done with those four regions, or do you go back and do a recount?
So right now I cannot fully confirm what's going to happen, because we need to reflect on what happened on the 31st.
Oh,
so if we are not
sufficient.
Happy with the pilot, if we are not happy with some of the logistics, we may then have to say the results of the pilot will not be included in the final count. Therefore, we are going back to count every, including the pilot sites. But once we come and we do our reflection and we do the data analysis, and we are happy that the quality of the data that we have from the four sites can be trusted and can satisfy, then we are able to include in the final count. Then we don't go back and count those areas. So as I'm sitting here right now, we are still in the capturing of the data, and I will not be able to say whether we're going to include the four sites or going to exclude. Yes. Hence, I will not even give you the numbers and also the analysis of what came out of that in terms of the lived experience reflections from the survey that we did on the 31st.
Out of curiosity, remembrance, and I know this might be close to your heart because you work closely with the homeless, and you might think, look, are you exaggerating? But how do you ensure your safety? How do you know if you're safe? Because I'm thinking you just rock up to homeless people. Some are really harmless, but let's be realistic.
Look, that's a very important point that you're raising. You know, as the unit, we actually, this is our daily lives. And one of the reality is when our homeless individuals are being, they are labeled as criminals.
Yeah.
And this is one of the area that we have found that in most cases, the criminality that is being conducted in such areas, it's not necessarily committed by the homeless individuals. It is people that wake up in their homes and come to the areas with an intention to come and rob, with an intention to come and do harm. The homeless individuals, yes, I'm not saying there is no crime around them, because when we have focus groups, we do understand they also have challenges.
Yep.
But we just want to make sure that people understand that we cannot put a blanket over the homeless individuals. So when it comes to the issue of safety, we build relationships. Hence, when we do the count, we work with the outreach workers that are on the ground day in and day out. When they walk on the street, they are the homeless individuals will call us by names. Prof.
There's good relationships
doctor.
Built there.
We actually don't even have titles when we are out there. And when we then have the other numbers, like I said, we need 400 volunteers. If you come on board, you are paired within a team of individuals that have already been exposed. We also do training in terms of ethical and also how do you approach the homeless community when you are out there. We cannot rule out the issue of safety. I mean, even in our own homes,
we are not
we
safe.
Have to prepare.
It's true.
So we work with also the security cluster. We inform the subs within the region, within the areas, to say we will be out in this particular night to do the count. We alert them just in case anything can come up. We can be able to just pick up a call and say, we need Metro Police here, we need SAPS here, we need security here. But if I can give an example, on the 31st, nothing happened. I know it was only 4 sites, but 2022 also count. There was no incident that was reported.
I love that stats, because then you also know if you want to volunteer. That is, as like you said, I can't say for certain you're 100% safe, because even in your household you're not. But I can tell you that based on the history, we don't have any such, you know, events. No, I'm glad, Remembrance. We are running out of time. I'm looking at time. But I think you can just remind us, when exactly is the final count? And also, if I'm listening right now and I want to actually volunteer, how can I become part of the team?
Thank you, Luko. So you can actually contact us at the Unit for Street Homelessness at the Center for Faith and Community on our website. You'll get all the details. You can also, I think I need to mention this. The 2025 count, 30th of October, we also need in-kind and financial support. Without this, we may struggle to go out to all the 7 regions, and this is very important that we do the count. So we also requesting that if there's any form of volunteer in terms of giving your resources, financial or in kind, or just volunteering yourself, please feel free to contact us. And it's gonna be the night of the 30th October 2025. We will do training with you near the time, but reach out and then we'll be able to send you the form that you can sign in.
I love the detail to that. The website again, www.
It's the Center for Faith and Community.
Okay.
At the University of Pretoria. Yes.
I love to hear it. Anything else that I'm missing out on, Remembrance?
We are looking forward to our volunteers who are coming on board to join us, and all the support that you can give us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Remembrance Mokoena Ngolele. Thank you so much. And God bless for the great work that you do in our communities. Batsini, Ausrem. Ausrem. That's right.
Yes, Ausremza. Thank you.
God bless.
Bye. Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.